Welcome back to the Chasing Tone Podcast. I, of course, am Brian Wampler, Wampler Pedals. And today I am again back with pretty much my permanent host at this point, I think, Blake Weiland of his own Tone Mob Podcast. Today we talk about several different things. We talk about naming pedals, the struggle with it, and struggle with finding a unique name, and paint, graphics. We also talk about when does cloning turn into an original circuit. And I also throw in a little MC Hammer, so stay tuned for that one. With that, let's get right into the podcast. Juicy and knocking out my door. Don't go away. Don't come around here no more. Wait, that's wrong words.
Can't you see that
it's late at night?
I don't even know what you're singing right now.
Men at Work, man, from like 1981.
Oh, that's right, Men at Work.
Who can it be now? That's out of key.
Yeah, but I know where you're at, though. I'm following it now.
I can't sing that high. I can't sing anyways, but I can't sing that high for damn sure.
I can sing so high. Was that good?
She's so high.
All right. Next thing we need to do, we need to...
I told you we're going to start every podcast singing from here on out.
We can
That's
do it.
We're doing.
Next time I'm going to sing Limp Bizkit. Does that sound good?
I did it all for the cookies. The cookies.
I love cookies. Something like that. Yeah, something like to that effect, I believe. Give me something to break. Like a Stratocaster.
Yes, sir.
Anyway. Yes,
sir. So how are you, Blake?
Oh, man, I'm super... This day has made a good turn. It started out a little bit rocky, a little bit ID theft going on in my neck of the woods. That was troublesome.
Ooh, that is not good.
No, somebody hacked my wife's eBay account. It made me get really mad, but it got resolved, so we're okay. Somebody got a free Apple something. I don't remember what it was. Courtesy of my wife's eBay account. But...
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's super lame. But on our end, anyway, it sounds like it's getting resolved. Although I do have their address. Perhaps I should send them a glitter bomb.
A glitter bomb.
Anyway. That's more than anyone cared about. I got a new prototype in the mail waiting for me at home to approve.
This prototype would be a...
It'd be a secret... collaboration between myself and the fine people over at Fuzz Roches.
I'm sorry. So that's my real question. Is it a fuzz or is it like, you know,
we're tremolo? Still keeping people in the dark on this one.
Okay. Is it a guitar pedal?
It is a guitar pedal. Yes. Okay. Indeed.
So it's got that going for it.
That's right. It has some switches and some knobs on it.
LIB, you got a name for it?
No, that responsibility rests on my shoulders. I'm supposed to play it and hear what it sounds like and then come up with a name.
You know, that's one of the hardest things I always, not just me, like all the guys involved with our company. It is so hard. Well, I've contacted you before, like, dude, I can't think of a name. You got any names? Like, anything. I'm totally lost. I can't figure out what to call this thing.
Yeah,
that's like got to be the hardest thing to do is to name stuff, to come up with graphics and paint colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that is just, at least in my opinion, it's so hard. But I'm not that bright of a guy, therefore the plextortion, triple rextortion, fuzztortion. I mean, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
It can be a tough intellect. Thing. Huh? I mean... I understand what you mean. It's one thing because you come up with something really rad, and then you Google it, and it's like, oh, that's already taken. Dang it. That's the worst to me, like when you think you've got it.
Yeah, because like everything's taken.
Yeah.
You know? Everything.
Like, dang it. I'm not going to lie. That's part of the reason why when I did the Tone Mob branded stuff, like the fuzz we had, that's why it's the Model 001. Because I was like, I want to make this easy on myself. Plus,
so you're
going to
come out
cool.
with 002 at some point.
Yes, I will. And hopefully, you know, on from there. But yeah, that was actually a big part of the reason I was like, oh, this process is so stressful having gone through it with you and some other people. Right. I'm like, okay. So I'm going to make this as easy on myself as I can while not being ultra lame. So, well, maybe some people think it's ultra lame. I don't know.
And you know what's like, it's not that it upsets me or anything, but it's kind of cool, but it's, I guess, what am I trying to say? It is irritating in a fun way, not irritating in a, oh, I hate that guy. Like guys like Philippe, like they just stuff, it's like names just roll off their tongue. They're like, why don't you just call it this or that? Philippe, Caroline, guitar. Mm-hmm. You know, basically guys who are a lot smarter than me, which is pretty much everyone. It's like they have this gigantic database of names. And I'm sitting here, like I said, I'm sitting here thinking, Fuzztortion? Faux Reverb?
Faux Echo? Yeah. That's what it is. Well, and one thing I've told people about this too, the Velvet is very aptly named. And I know that was, you know, that was a group effort. But what one thing that when I got that pedal that surprised me, and I tell people this when they ask me about it, is like, it's actually way more brutal than what you would think something named the Velvet Fuzz is.
It can be, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, but it can get, yeah, just like you said, it can get more brutal than what I thought it was. From all the demos I watched, it was like, oh yeah, that smooth tone. Guess what? That thing can actually tear your head off also. So
it can get pretty fuzzy. I mean, it's not going to be like a fuzz factory or anything. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, that's probably a bad example, but like, it's not going to get like completely sputtery and unbiased and all that stuff. But yeah, I dig it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it too.
You know, it brings the fuzz. I actually have a fuzz on my breadboard right now.
You sent me a picture of a fuzz, the other day.
I did. That's right. Yeah, that's a prototype. So I'm taking that prototype, and I'm attempting to make it better.
Cool.
You know, you so
tell me
yeah.
all about it.
Silicon fuzz. It's a silicone fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
right.
It's fake. Silicone fuzz. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, it's silicon fuzz because I don't like germanium. I mean, I like germanium, but I don't like making 10,000 germanium fuzzes.
We talked about that last time.
Yeah. I'd rather use parts that I can find in plenty and come up with something around that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my shtick, man.
It makes sense. Does. When you're trying to do the volume that, even when you're not doing that much volume, you know, finding a matched pair that sound good and stay sounding good can be a challenge.
And doing it, you know, thousands of times in a row over the, you know, 4 years or whatever the shelf life is of that particular pedal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole different deal. And not to dive into the business side again, but it's a whole different deal. You know, if you're, there's nothing wrong with this either. You know, like if you're building out of your barn or your garage or whatever, and you're building some fuzzes, and you know you're slamming them out to some customers on Instagram or whatever. Like that's a whole different deal than like, okay, I need 300 of these to go to Guitar Center tomorrow. I need 200 to go to Sam Ash. I need, you know, another 200 to go to Tamont. You know what I mean? Like it's a whole different model. So you got to keep that stuff in mind.
Right. Right. It just, you know? It's just a lot harder. The more you do, the harder it gets really.
Right.
I mean,
and paint, don't get me started on paint, dude. I have, I think I actually took a picture and put it on my Instagram. I thought. But it's like just this it's this tub full of different color swatches. You know what I mean? So there's got to be 300 or 400 swatches in there. So paint swatches, you know, like a little paint sample. Mm-hmm. So I'm going through here thinking, okay, I've got, because, you know, you basically got the Skittle colors, right? But there's variations of those colors. So like, yeah, you got your yellows and your reds and greens, but there's so many different variations of that stuff. And everything in between that too as well. And
can I stop you for just a second? I want to, because I'm trying to save you from yourself, Brian. Before we get too far into this thing, when you say paint, I know that you mean powder coat, but I don't want it to get out there that Wampler pedals are painted.
Oh, like spray paint.
Yeah. Exactly.
No. Sorry. That's a yeah. I say paint generically because my mind is very simple.
Yes.
And that's a very simple way to put it.
I just thought somebody could hear that and like, all the Wamplers are just painted? Oh, no, they're not going to hold up.
UV cured, you know, it's, yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. So not normally I don't nitpick, but I didn't want anybody to get the wrong idea.
No. UV printed, powder coated. Yeah, it's legit.
Some would say it's too legit. It's too legit.
To quit.
Exactly.
It's too legit to quit anyways. Mm-hmm. I've tried, but it's just too legit. You ever think that MC Hammer, whenever he's writing a song, he's like, well, let's see, when am I going to start? Oh, geez, man, I wrote that one song, and it was great, but this song can't even touch it. Wait a minute, that's it! Can't touch it.
Speaking of MC Hammer, I was just at Home Depot yesterday. And
you saw MC Hammer?
I saw MC Hammer. I did. Not in the flesh, but he is... I want to meet whoever's in charge of the marketing at this place and shake their hand because I laughed out loud. I literally LOL'd at this. You've seen those command hooks? Like they're like
probably,
the
but
back,
I
like an adhesive backed hanger. Like
oh yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a big display for those, and MC Hammer is standing there, and he said, "Stop, Hammer Time." And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. I don't know why, but I did.
Everybody's got to make a living, dude.
I was like, that's fantastic. And if I was him, I would have totally done that.
I would have done it too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yeah, one of these days, a pedal company will be done, and I'll be, you know, trying to sell something called a Storsion somewhere in some hardware store. It's the Hammer Storsion. Hi, I'm Brian Wampler, and I'd like to bring you the Hammer Storsion. Yeah. So... See, that joke is funny because prior to a couple years ago, everything I named was like something extortion.
A delay extortion.
Well, I mean, because I was doing a lot of, I say a couple years ago, I'm talking like 10 years ago. So, yeah, I was really bad.
That's okay.
I'm terrible.
What were we going to talk about? So, we just went and fished for topics and we're not even going to go there, are we?
I know. I just thought it was kind of entertaining to talk about trying to come up with the name of a pedal.
And MC Hammer.
And MC Hammer can't touch this. So serious question here.
Okay, I'm ready.
No, I can wait. Go ahead. I don't want to stop you in the middle.
Can't touch this. Anyway.
Okay, so this comes from our Facebook group, aptly titled Wampler Pedals Tone Group.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marcus Stevens asked this. When does cloning turn into an original circuit?
That's really an interesting question.
So,
because
what do you, for let's clarify real quick. For those who aren't like, well, when we say cloning, we're talking about, you know, you're starting with a Tube Screamer or whatever, Fuzz Face, and it modifies into something different. So we're talking about existing products, right?
Right, we're not talking about cloning a sheep. We're talking about cloning
there is
a
no DNA
product.
No DNA involved. Yep.
Right.
Correct.
So this is an interesting thing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like most people would say that the Fuzz Factory is an original circuit, right?
Yeah.
To my knowledge, it's I could be wrong, so correct me if this is not right. To my knowledge, its roots are in the Fuzz Face.
I believe so. Let me type into the Oracle here. Fuzz Factory schematic. Let's see what the old schematics look like for the Fuzz Factory. And looks like you got it right there.
Obviously, it doesn't sound anything like your typical Fuzz Face. I mean, I guess it could.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing. Just because schematically it looks like it does not mean that it's going to sound like it at all. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, really. I mean, it's just, if you ever played a Fuzz Face and you ever played the Fuzz Factory, you'd be like, yeah, no. I mean, I can get the Fuzz Factory thing a bit, but yeah, this is a whole different beast. You know, it is.
It really, really is. Like, no, I mean, it's one of the craziest fuzzes out there.
Well, yeah, but its skeletal structure started as that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Everything has its origin. I mean, I remember it's a couple years ago, but, you know, everyone was talking about how the Timmy was a tube screamer because it had, you know, diodes and, you know, soft clipping diodes. And, it was a non-inverting op amp and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, man, no, we're talking about Legos here. And just because someone used a red Lego on that house doesn't mean that just because you're building another house with your Legos and you used a red Lego, it doesn't mean you're doing the same thing. It just doesn't work that way. Op amps work a certain way, and you got a couple different ways you can use them to create gain, and diodes kind of the same thing if you're clipping a signal. So, I mean, I was going to say it's not a whole lot of science going on. It actually is some science going on, but at the end of the day, like, you can't judge it that way. That's just silly, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, you can't just take a, you know, one transistor and make it make toast. It only does the one thing that it does. And right. All you can do is put it together in a circuit so that the circuit as a whole does something different.
Yeah, I remember when I was doing a lot of mods and stuff, I would get a lot of people who'd say, you know, in fact, I got a question, similar question the other day, which is weird. Someone said, I don't remember what it was. This old, you know, Ibanez Sound Tank distortion. Can you make it a delay for me?
Like, oh.
No. Well, I can, but it's going to basically involve me designing a whole new circuit for you, designing it so it fits in that enclosure. And, you know, like, I'm going to throw all the guts out and just use the enclosure for that pedal. And by the time I do, like, all the R&D and all the engineering, you're talking about a $4,000 to $5,000 pedal. So do you really want to go down that route, or do you just want to find a delay pedal that you might like?
Right. You know? Can't just make it a delay. That's interesting. I don't know. Now that you mention it, I've seen people suggest that before, but that's not how it works. Yeah, you might be able to take that and make it into a fuzz, but at least it's in the, you know, the ballpark.
If it's dirt, you're going to keep it dirt. You know what I mean? I mean, mm-hmm. Like, for example, you can take a tube screamer and make it fuzzy. You could take a fuzz and make it crunchy and distorty. You know, I mean, the Mr. Ed pedal from Toadworks, I think, was a really tweaked out kind of a fuzz facey sort of circuit, but it was pretty distorted. You know, and I like that pedal. There's probably, I don't know how many of our customer or listeners have actually played that pedal, but it's a pretty cool pedal.
Mm-hmm.
So did you ever play that one from Toadworks?
I haven't. I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
Yeah, that was one of my first boutiques many moons ago. And I liked it. I haven't played one forever though. I should get one of those. Just for nostalgia reasons.
Just to have. Might as well.
You know?
So I don't know if that like really answered the question, and I don't know, and it's probably different for everybody. But
probably not.
As far as like when does a clone become an original design? I would almost say, that's really hard to put your finger on because I've played so many different things that I would not have guessed, as far as circuits go, that they had their roots in one thing or another. So, you might almost say as soon as it sounds completely different, it's now an original design, but that's almost a bit too vague of a line too. I'm not really sure where that line is, to be honest.
What is original? You know, I mean, that's kind of what you just said, but, you know, it's really, we may have talked about this, so stop me if we have. Mm-hmm. It's kind of odd how there's some things that it's okay to clone, you know?
Oh, yeah. Casters. Yeah, we've talked about this. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like in the guitar world, you know, Strats and Tellys, like everybody and their brother who builds guitars makes those type of guitars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you make something different, like, I mean, I have a Strandberg, for example, behind me, and it's totally different, and people like it. Like, people gravitated to it, and like, this is a cool-ass guitar, you know? Mm-hmm. But for every Strandberg, there's, a ton of other guitar builders that made something different and unique, and people just did like it because it wasn't a Les Paul or a Strat or a Tele or a Jazzmaster or whatever, you know? So, I don't know, man. And I know when I was starting out with pedals, that was really hard for me too. And I've talked about this a million times because people were like, can you build me a fuzz face? Can you build me a this? I'm like, that's not really what I want to do, man. You know, here's what I'm doing. If you want to buy it, cool. If you don't, cool. You know?
Yeah. It's the cloning thing is, it's so hard sometimes. It's just, I mean, obviously there are things that are just straight a ripoff of something else. And that is pretty obvious and also kind of not okay. Like, why would you do that? But, yeah, it does get gray really fast. Like, and everyone's okay with a Big Muff. Everyone's okay with a Tube Screamer. And most people are okay with a Clon. But, like, if somebody cloned a Plextortion, that would be a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, that's happened before, but yeah, that's not good. And, you know, I remember there was a day when doing a Clon was bad. I remember when JHS did a Clon, and it wasn't like part of the line. I think they were just doing like some custom stuff, and then got roasted on the gear page, like totally roasted. But then, you know, like 3 years later, it was just accepted, you know, and I don't know why.
I don't either. And it's, I mean, and to me, the Clon, in my mind, that especially back when they were doing it, that was an okay pedal to clone because he wasn't making any of them. Like,
yeah,
you couldn't get one.
Well, I mean, you could, but it was, you know, I mean, I think he was still building a handful of them on eBay for his friend or whatever. But it's just, here's the thing. Like, this is a business, you know? Mm-hmm. And if your customer wants a circuit, a pedal, a certain type of pedal, and you're not willing to provide that to them, some company is going to step up and do it. And that may irritate some people because they're like, but that's not how the way it should be. But that's capitalism, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's
if there's just a demand, somebody's going to rise up right to meet it.
If you're living and working in America, your company's doing that. Or else you wouldn't have a job. So that's just the way it is, you know? And it doesn't mean that, like, you know, we have the Tumnus, for example. It doesn't mean that I'm crapping all over Bill Finnegan or anything, and it's not that way at all. I've talked to Bill, you know, several times, so you know, I have nothing against him at all. It's just the market demanded something, and so we put it out, you know.
Right. I mean, and it is different, you know. That's the thing. There, where's the other one, you know? Where's another little pedal like that?
I like to do things, you know, I've said this before, better or different, you know, and with the Clon, it was a smaller box, yeah. You know. Now, I will say that there are rumors floating about of a deluxe version.
Well, I'll be. A deluxe Tumnus, you say?
There's rumors.
Rumors flying around.
Now, I can't say whether they're true or not.
Oh, it's one of those things. So when do I get to play one?
I don't know. When are you going to make one?
Me? I don't know how to make nothing. I have to tell people what I want and have them make it for me because I'm a dummy. I don't know how to do nothing.
Whatever. Whatever.
I mean, we can't talk about cloning without bringing up what you talked about last time, though. I mean, you are going to do a Pelotar clone, after all.
I am. Yes.
That's definitely going to happen.
It's got to.
The market demands conclusion. It. Yes. The market demands that you clone the Pelotar immediately.
Right. Right. I'm going to clone the Pelotar, but I'm going to put it in a Big Muff style case.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's never been done before.
It's different that way.
It is. It's so different. Oh, man.
See, that's funny. So people don't know what we're talking about. What's the Pelotar?
The Pelotar is, for anybody who doesn't know, I've talked about it a lot, so they probably do. But it's a dual fuzz.
New listeners here.
Yeah, if there's new listeners, it's a dual fuzz by Pelican Noiseworks, my buddy. And it happens to look kind of, sort of, like a Clon. And that's the joke. It was actually released on April Fool's Day. And it had some videos. And it's this very, very intense fuzz with some really unique tone controls on it. And I won't get too far into it because there's demos and stuff you can go find. But
right.
We released it on, he released it on April Fool's Day, and everyone thought it was a joke. But the joke was really on April 2nd when it was still there, and that it's a real pedal that people could go buy. So it was a fun little experiment that worked out good, and Leon killed it on the circuit. Oh, that sounds awesome. So.
Maybe it was just hearsay, but wasn't he going to do something that looked like a Big Muff, but was like a Klon or something?
Well, yeah, we joked about putting a Klon in a Big Muff enclosure, keep the theme going, put a delay in a TS9 enclosure, why not?
Exactly, yes. That's awesome. Yeah, so you make a delay and you put it in a Tube Screamer enclosure. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think the first time we talked about it, which was a long time ago at this point, you made the joke that you were going to make a board full of TS9s that all did something different.
I still would love to do that.
I wish you would. I really wish you would.
That would be a really cool gift for someone. I say gift. I'm thinking like contest. You know what I mean? Just a board full of – I go to my local – Guitar Center or whatever, whoever mm-hmm. has them around here, which is probably Guitar Center because there's like no other music stores here. Anyways, and I buy some TS9s, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just pull the guts out and I put some new stuff in. Yep. You know what I mean? And then like we sell the whole pedal board full of TS9s that do different things.
You sell
that I really have no reason. Like that's not going to benefit our company anyway. The only reason really just because I kind of get a kick out of it.
Well, that would benefit your mental health. What's more important than that?
I like to keep my work fun. You know, once it stops being fun, then I'm going to quit.
Okay, I tell you what. This is what we'll do. Oh, I'm going to be bombed, apparently. There's a plane going. This is what we do. You put together the TS9 board, and then we'll do a collaborative Wampler/Tone Mob giveaway. With it, and we'll do it. That's what we do. That's the way to do this.
That might just work.
We may or may not actually be doing that, people. Don't start emailing Brian demanding that this happens.
This is
random thoughts on a podcast.
info@tonemob.com.
Don't email me asking about it. We're just kidding.
Okay, so are we even touching at all on when does cloning turn into original circuit?
I think that part of it is because we don't really know. I mean, there's direct ripoffs, which is obvious, but like...
Yeah, just because you change one resistor value does not mean it's not a clone.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you change all the resistor values and all the capacitor values, but schematically... It looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
It could sound totally different. Is it still a clone? I don't know.
I've heard arguments both ways. Like, well, it's the same circuit, so yes, it's a clone. Like, yes, but it doesn't sound anything like what it used to sound like. Is it?
Right.
I don't know. I know several builders who would argue that it's not the same thing anymore. And they could be right. I don't really know. I do know that I don't like direct ripoffs. I don't like people like cloning your stuff and building it in China. Obviously, that's not great. Especially, I just go back to the Fuzz Factory because it's the most blatant one. Does that sound like the fuzz that Jimi Hendrix used? Most of the time, not. So,
right.
That kind of, sort of... I guess that's as close as I can get to describing how I feel about it.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's several, like the Bluesbreaker pedal inspired a lot of popular pedals.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That,
oh, a ton of them. Even one that could be described as the king of all overdrives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, so that's a Bluesbreaker circuit, similar circuit, I guess. Mm-hmm. But if you put a Bluesbreaker up next to that, they're worlds apart, you know?
Yeah. So,
worlds apart.
What's our answer to this, Brian? Is our answer we don't know?
The answer, as with every question that we ask on here, is it depends.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe.
This is all about being rhetorical, really. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just totally asking questions. We don't know the answer at all.
No. We don't even know if we're going to do an all green pedal board or not.
It would be cool.
It would be cool. I'm going to keep bugging you about it.
Well, right, Brian. Mr. Blake.
Do you have anything else to say on this? I don't know if I do.
That is it. I'm spent. My beer is empty. And that means we must end the podcast since my beer is empty.
Because you got to get up and go get another one.
No, I'm a one beer podcaster type of guy.
Right, but when the podcast is over, you got seven more ahead of you.
And then I start designing circuits.
That's right. And that's how I come up with the beer stortion.
That's how I came up with that beer stortion right there. Bud stortion, and we got the Miller stortion, and we got the Coors stortion, yeah.
We got the IPA stortion?
IPA stortion.
We got a stout stortion, we got a Belgian stortion.
Got a porter stortion, yeah.
Brian, these are all the same. Shut your mouth. They're not the same. This one's a clone.
I was drinking Guinness on that one. Leave me alone.
That's right.
Whatever.
I don't even know.
No. So, all right, Blake. So, for listeners, we're approaching the Christmas season, which means that Uncle Brian goes out of town for a few weeks.
That's right.
With his family and spends some much needed family time.
And I have the whole couch all to myself. I can hang out on Brian's couch and there's nobody to bother me. There's also no one to go bring me Cheetos, but that's okay.
You know what? I'll just put them right there next on the end table. I'll just stack them up.
Okay.
That way, you know, you have plentiful supply.
Okay. You got Mountain Dew in the fridge?
Yes. And I'll move the fridge next to the couch. That way you don't have to get off the couch.
Good. This will all work out fine then.
So for the next couple weeks, I got a couple cool things coming for everyone, for our listeners that are still wanting to hear some Chasing Tone. I know probably not, but I'm going to do it anyway. So
not after this point.
You can't stop me. I'm going to do it. So Blake, I will talk to you probably in 2 weeks. To the listeners,
sounds about right.
I will talk to you in, I don't know, a couple days, next week.
All right. Well, have fun on this side of the coast when you get there. And since people may not tune into my podcast before then, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and all that good stuff.
Well, let me throw this in before we hang up here. Mm-hmm. So to all the listeners, if you're just dying to get yourself some more Blake, you got to go to tonemob.com, pull up your iTunes app or whatever you are listening on, your podcast app, and look for Tone Mob, and then leave a review that says how it's almost as good as Chasing Tone.
If only Brian was on every Tone Mob episode, then it would be as good as Chasing Tone. But since you're not, it's only kind of as good. It's only half as good because only half of you are on there. thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. And we're actually going to be knocking on the door of 50 episodes of the Tone Mob podcast here pretty soon, which I am kind of flabbergasted at. That's crazy. So
very nice.
I still got a ways to go before I catch up to number 100 bazillion whatever of the Chasing Tone podcast, but more
I think
on.
I think we're 140-ish or somewhere near that neighborhood right now. So, yeah, because I'm running out of topics, so that actually leads me to another question, but I'll talk to everyone about that in just a minute. So, Blake, I appreciate it. Everything you do for me, all the inspiration, all the love. Make sure you clean your crumbs off my couch next time, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
So thanks again for listening to the Chasing Tone podcast. I really appreciate it. If you have any questions or comments, and I really mean this, I love reading your comments. I love reading your questions. I would love to use them on the podcast. Send me an email at podcast@wamplerpedals.com. Likewise, if you got something for Blake, you can email him at info@tonemob.com. You can also find us on Facebook. I mentioned our Facebook group earlier. It's the Facebook Tone Group. If you just type that in, you'll find us. Of course, we have a Wampler page as well. And we'll talk to everyone next week. Thanks a lot for listening.